put us all in.
Oh, no. These calls have all been screened, believe me, before we could make them. And they promised to be good.
Well, at least we hope they will be, and we thought we may put a phone call in to out in Washington, huh?
Yes, and one to Philadelphia. And, there's one of the reports just came in. The announcer. I think there's a mistake there, isn't there?
Announcer McCullough made a mistake. He, along with engineer Bryant.
There's a team.
They were listening, and, of course, the announcer keeps a log of all the commercials. And don't you think that doesn't keep an announcer busy on this show? But he has listed here, sponsor O-Line Sand and Gravel Company, product mud.
Well, that is a mistake, McCullough. And if you'd see us in our office right after the show, we can explain that to you.
It was on from 11, according to this thing, 11:15 to 11:29:30. This must have been another program.
That's the morning show.
Must be the morning show.
We've forgotten to mention that your druggist is presenting this mishmash for the next 45 minutes. That'll be about 40 minutes, I guess, now. And one of the products that he has is Sleep Ease. Want to do that one?
All right.
And this is wonderful stuff for making sleep possible. Recent clinical studies on sleep conducted at one of the nation's largest hospitals showed that the superior formula in Sleep Ease tablets is most effective in bringing sound, relaxed sleep. And further tests of the superior Sleep Ease formula reveal no evidence of habit formation. And that's why you can buy Sleep Ease with confidence, because
Sleep Ease is safe
and Sleep Ease works.
That's right, Bob. Sleep Ease is guaranteed non-habit forming. It contains no harmful drugs or barbiturates. In fact, Sleep Ease is so safe you can buy it at any drug counter without prescription.
Sleep Ease gently relaxes nervous tensions to ease you into restful, natural sleep, ladies and gentlemen. Sleep Ease actually builds a normal sleep pattern that's maintained even after use has been discontinued. So stop in at your druggist and pick up a package of Sleep Ease, the original safe sleeping tablet. Only 79 cents, double size, $1.25. And if Sleep Ease doesn't give you the best night's sleep you ever had, you'll get double your money back.
So if sleep is your problem, you can sleep easy with Sleep Ease. Now, word about Sleep Ease from our friend Gabriel Heater.
Well, it's mighty nice of you to invite me and Bob and Ray. You fellas are sure doing a grand job, and a very important one, too. Especially in telling your listeners how Sleep Ease tablets can bring a really good night's sleep. I know about that. And may I invite your listeners to tune in on my news program later this evening, when I'll have more to say about Sleep Ease, that original safe tablet for natural sleep.
Almighty big thank you for those kind words, Gabriel Heater. And you want to place our first call now?
Let's do it now.
We've got the operator, long-distance operator on the line. Where do we call in Philadelphia? You want to try that first?
Hello?
Operator Bob and Ray, we'd like
long distance.
Yeah, we want to make
a... place the call, please.
We want to call...
Your number, please.
What is this number?
Thank
Long
you.
Acre or something?
Do you wish to call?
No, wait a minute, operator.
Oklahoma City, 63134.
What's she talking about?
Let me take that phone.
Yeah, wait, here's Ray, operator.
Hold on,
wait a minute.
Hello there.
Wait.
Look, operator.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Wait a minute, I haven't given you the number.
Yes. What is the route to Oklahoma City, please?
I don't know. You go out through Kansas.
Kansas City and St. Louis. Thank you.
Operator.
St. Louis.
Yeah, let me take it,
the
Ray.
The wires to St. Louis are the sea operator. Let me have Kansas
Look,
City.
Look, operator, this is Bob of the Bob and Ray Show. Operator. That was cut off there.
I'll try it again.
948.
Bless you.
One moment, please.
Who are we trying to call, come to think
Somebody
of?
Out in
Hello?
Longview, Washington.
Long distance. Did you wish to place the call?
Tell you what, why don't we have a record and
your
we'll
number,
put the call please, through while the music is on and then...
Operator, we want to call Longview,
call,
Washington.
Please.
What?
Oklahoma City, 63134.
Oh, I tell you what, we'll put the call through the Longview while we listen to the record. I think our station there is KWLK, isn't it?
That's right.
And we'll be talking with some of the listeners out that way get their reactions of the show. We had no trouble before the program calling.
Oh, my darling, when I need you so, why do you waver like a candle glow? This is the moment that we long to know. Don't let it touch and go. This is the moment that we've longed to know. Don't let it touch and go. Just let me touch again those lips I need so much again. And let them touch and touch and touch again. And never let them go.
Touch,
never
go, go, go.
You know, Neoaquadrin throat lozenges are something you always want to carry with you in the fall. Why? Well, of course, autumn weather means lots of nice things like pumpkin pie and football, but it also brings in a season of those rough, raw throats that may lead to colds. You know, the tickle and scratch that makes you wonder if you're getting something? Well, you can stop minor throat irritations fast if you know about these wonder-working Neoaquadrin throat lozenges. Neoaquadrin. They're made by the famous House of McKesson to a special formula that does two things. First, Neoaquadrin contains an antibiotic miracle drug, tyrothricin, which gets to work on any germs that may be present. Secondly, Neoaquadrin lozenges relieve scratchy, painful throat almost at once because they contain a pain-relieving analgesic. And they taste good. You'll see the minute you pop one into your mouth. There, that tickle and scratch is gone almost at once. Of course, if you have a fever or a really serious sore throat, you should consult your doctor, as I'm doing right now. Thank you, Ray. But for the pesky nuisance of minor throat irritations, see if Neoaquadrin isn't the greatest. Why not keep a pack in your pocket? Just ask your druggist for Neoaquadrin, Neoaquadrin. It's another fine product made better by McKesson. I didn't know you were a doctor, Ray. Well, I never finished, actually.
You didn't get a diploma, did you?
No, but I've gone ahead and practiced anyway.
You take a mean pulse, I'll say that.
Yeah, you should lie down for a little while, Joe.
I will.
Kind of elevate your feet.
Well, he's been walking up 24 floors every day. You know, he doesn't know that there are any
elevators. There's an elevator in this building, George.
You can ride up, yeah.
Sure.
I wonder what the men in uniform are. I have the call through, but we have to talk about the contest first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've heard about this contest that we have. It's the druggist of something and week, I think. And to enter, you write a letter in 50 words or less telling a human interest story concerning your druggist. And you're supposed to write on one side of the paper, and the letter you write about your druggist may be about some... Well, can't we change this, really? Some special
sure,
what?
Anything you want.
Just anything special about your druggist, and keep it down to 50 words, and send your entry right here to Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York, 46, New York. Now, then, the entries are all judged on the basis of human interest, aptness of thought, sincerity, and neatness.
You might say something like, boy, my druggist is a snappy dresser.
Anything.
But that probably wouldn't win.
And you may win yourself a valuable Benrus wristwatch, and you may win a beautiful watch for the druggist named in your letter. The address again, Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York, 46, New York.
The Bob and Ray Show is being brought to you by the druggists in your community.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're on right now. We have the typical listener at KWLK in Longview, Washington on the wire.
One of our great army of listeners out there in the great Husky State.
As we said earlier, we're trying to get the opinions of some of our fans about how they enjoy the show every day, and we're just picking them at random. They were checked earlier to be sure they were home. And the operator has this one on.
All right. Well, make sure now, engineer, that we can hear what the person says on the air, because everyone would want to hear this.
Sure. It's from what you said in our screening call a little while ago. We're in for a real pat on the back.
Well, go ahead. Let's hear.
Hello.
Yes, I have a horrible gripe. You know that program that you have late in the afternoon, Bob and Ray? I think that KWLK would be a better station if it do without that program. Even the music is lousy. And I think they have the same, go through the same pattern about three times a week. Something about hair grease and standing on the corner in front of a drugstore. I think I almost even listen to rock and roll music rather than that.
Yeah.
Would there be a possibility of running a... all the questionnaire, or sending out a questionnaire to people and find out what programs that you have that they like the best and what ones they like the least.
Thanks very much,
maybe,
ma'am.
Maybe you could revise your programs or something.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the wrong. Definitely the wrong.
We couldn't revise it. Well,
who screened that phone call before we went on the air today?
Bruce.
He has a very red face.
Let's try another call.
Yeah, somebody else on the front line?
Yeah, let's get their reaction
Hello.
To the show.
Well, now you're talking.
Tell the lady that on the radio that when that program she don't like comes on, to get her a good book or do her housework, I think KWLK is fine.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for those kind words about the Bob and Ray show. These are listeners in Longview, Washington that we're talking to today. We have another one out there before we switch to another city. There's a call coming in now. Hello.
Well, I agree that Bob and Ray program isn't any good either. I think the network should be fumigated after they get finished.
Okay.
Thank you. Is that all? Yeah.
Let's switch back across the United States to another typical listener, this time in New York City. We're calling WOR in New York. See if we can... find out how the show is coming through to this one. Hello.
Well, it's mighty nice of you to invite me and Bob and Ray. You fellas are sure doing a grand job, and a very important one, too.
Well, thank you, Gabriel Heater.
Boy, I guess that makes a monkey out of that lady.
Well,
boy.
Sir, thanks to all of you who participated in this, the first and last audience poll.
Let's not do that anymore.
No, I think it's a good idea not to.
No, that didn't work out very well at all.
Well, we're pretty near to the month of December, aren't we, George?
Yeah, we certainly are. And, I don't know, I guess even out in Washington, they're glad that Christmas is coming. And for the kiddies, that means Santa Claus will bring all kinds of wonderful surprises. But how about the grown-ups? Well, this year, Santa is coming their way with a great big bang-up dream-come-true contest. Well, where? Right at your local drugstore. Now listen, here's what the Dream Come True contest can bring you. A brand new 1957 Cadillac, or $5,000 down on a new home, or $5,000 for your child's college education, or just a plain old $5,000. I'm just breathless thinking about it. But that's not all. There are 1,001 other prizes in the Dream Come True contest. Gee, I've never had $5,000, fellas. You shouldn't laugh. So don't miss out. When you see a big Santa poster in the window of your neighborhood drugstore announcing the Dream Come True contest, go right in and ask for your entry blank and contest rules. It's enclosed in Santa's four-color newspaper of gifts available at the drugstore. All you do to try for knockout prizes is finish the sentence, I shop for Christmas gifts at my neighborhood drugstore because... Now, here are just some of the reasons. Your druggist gives you personal gift shopping attention. Then he's convenient, nearby, no parking problems. Drop in anytime. And your local drugstore offers big selections of gorgeous gifts for all your family and friends. Maybe your answer will win a prize in the fabulous Dream Come True contest.
Ask your local druggist all about it, and there's no obligation.
My temperature's rising. It isn't surprising. I look in your eyes and get like this. Because I'm lovesick, I'm lovesick. Don't need a doctor, need a kiss. My knees have been shaking, my head kind of aching. I guess I've been taken by the bug. Because I'm lovesick, I'm lovesick. Don't need a pill, I need a hug. I know a prescription could cure my condition and fix me fine. I need some compresses of tender caresses, a kiss like wine. With one little squeeze, you could fix up the wheeze in this heart of mine. It may be chronic, be my tonic. Your patient is swooning. So, doctor, be human and put all your heart in what you do. Because I'm lovesick, I'm lovesick. No one can cure me, only you. I know a prescription could cure my condition and fix me fine. I need some compresses of tender caresses, a kiss like wine. With one little squeeze, you could fix up the wheeze in this heart of mine. It may be chronic, be my tonic. Your patient is swooning. So, doctor, be human and put all your heart in what you do. Because I'm lovesick, I'm lovesick. No one can cure me, only you. No one can cure me, only you.
You know, there's a sly, sneaking jinx that can spoil your prettiest new dress or queer a man's good-looking suit, all before the wearer knows it. I'm talking about the way clothes get from unpleasant perspiration odor. Now there is a new sensational way to have longer, safer protection than ever before. It's the new antibiotic Yodora, the only deodorant with an antibiotic. Protexol, the antibiotic in Yodora, ends the cause of odor by stopping the little bacteria that flourish in perspiration. These pesky rascals are what give all the trouble. An antibiotic Yodora does away with them, up to 48 hours. Yes, you have two-day protection with new Yodora, and yet it's so gentle and soothing that you can even use Yodora as an underarm shaving cream. That's because antibiotic Yodora contains no harsh chemicals to irritate your skin or injure delicate fabrics. So if you want to play safe, make sure with new Yodora, the one, the only deodorant with an antibiotic. Ask your druggist for new Yodora, Yodora, another fine product by McKesson.
It's the Bob and Ray Community Bulletin Board, friends. And we look over some of the announcements of things going on around the country. This, of course, applies to people only in certain areas, so the rest of you, if you just sit tight.
Well, I have some very important ones I'd like to get to. Fortunately, as I requested, these have arrived too early so that when we announce it, we still have plenty of time.
Oh.
We'd like to time these so they get here late. However, this first one is a reminder of the annual Christmas Bazaar at the White Horse Pike in Magnolia, New Jersey. That's St. Gregory's Church Hall.
Uh-huh.
That's Friday and Saturday, November 30th and December 1st. Then there's a ham supper, Saturday, December 1st. Adults, $1. Children, 50 cents. Under 5 years, free. And the fancy dress parade for children under five with awards. That's Saturday, December 1st. And the Garden State Rangers, Saturday, December 1st at 1 p.m. Mr. Rivets, Saturday, December 1st at 3 p.m.
Sounds like a really big time over there. And for our listeners here in New York, here's another good one. The Rudolph Steiner Annual School Fair is being held Saturday, December 1st, from 11 in the morning to 9 at night. I have personally baked some cakes for this one, which will be for sale. And they're going to have games and entertainment, lunch and tea and dinner. And the feature presentation, Ray, I know this will hit home to you. Paul Nordhoff will perform his Frog Prince.
Hey!
That's 15 East 79th Street, the Rudolph Steiner School, Saturday.
Well, now, is that Saturday, December 1st?
December 1st, yeah. Now, see, that one's in time.
Well, how can I get out to see Mr. Rivets, too?
Well, that's Friday and Saturday, isn't it?
No, Mr. Rivets is going to be presented by the Garden State Rangers.
Well, you go to that one, and I'll go to this one.
Okay, well, I
now, here's one that you will like. This one happened in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the 21st of November. So this one is late.
Good.
I had a big Christmas opening downtown, and they had snow. Just in case it didn't snow really, they had synthetic snow. Eva Gabor and Edward Everett Horton were on hand. Eva was there, appearing in Old Men, Old Women, and Edward was rehearsing for his lead in Harvey, opening at the Palace Theater the following week. That's in downtown Fort Wayne.
Last week. Good.
So.
Now I have to talk about the Pepsodent doll that costs $5.98 at all good toy departments. And you've never seen a doll like this, believe me. Children can watch your teeth turn white as the yellow goes away. And her teeth, you see a yellow when she's lying down. And then when she's awake, they turn the whitest in town. She's the only doll with teeth that turn white. And the Pepsodent doll comes complete with a real child-sized Pepsodent toothbrush and a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste. So it's a happy way to make regular toothbrushing more like play. And her big, beautiful blue eyes have long black lashes. And her eyes close when she's asleep, and they open wide when she's awake. Isn't that nice? And it's beautiful, too. It's soft as real skin, 17 inches tall, dressed in a cute outfit. The doll is made of vinyl plastic, feels like real baby skin, and is completely washable. And her saran hair is firmly rooted to the top of her squash, so a little girl can have fun washing this doll's hair and brushing and combing it. And it costs $5.98 at all good toy departments. That's the Pepsodent doll. You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
The Bob and Ray Show is being brought to you by the druggist in your community.
We have a wonderful little old lady guest from Lebanon, Tennessee, here in our studio with us today. She is known down that way as everybody's grandmother, and her name is Aunt Martha Barnswallow. Is that right, Aunt Martha?
Do.
And you've traveled all the way from Lebanon, Tennessee, I'm sure not just to be with us today, but to be here in New York for Christmas. Is that right?
Well, yes. Do.
You spending it with the relatives or up here shopping or what?
Well, I'm going to spend Christmas with relatives.
That's nice.
Do.
And then after relatives are here in New York, are they?
Yes.
And then you'll be going back to Lebanon.
Do.
Is there a Mr. Barnswallow in Lebanon?
What?
I say, is there a Mr. Barnswallow in Lebanon?
Well, there are two Barnswallows in the phone book.
Well, you're one of them.
I'm one, and I think there is a Mr. Bondswell.
Well, I meant, were you married? Is your husband living there in Lebanon?
No.
Where's he living?
I don't know. He blew town so many years ago.
Well, Miss Barnswallow, a lady of your age traveling all alone like this is quite an accomplishment. I think you deserve a lot of praise for coming all the way up to New York by yourself. And how did you get this phrase, everybody's grandmother, Aunt Martha?
Well, it's because I bake a lot of cakes and cookies for people.
Isn't that nice? As gifts, huh?
Well, no. Now the cookies I get 60 cents a dozen.
Oh, I see. This is kind of a business with you, then.
Yes.
That's how you make your living, hmm?
That's
wonderful.
The name of my shop, Everybody's Grandmother's Bakery.
And that's why you're known as Aunt Martha Barnswallow, hmm?
No, that's my name.
Oh.
Martha Barnswallow.
I see. I tell you, would you just stand by a little bit? We'd like to talk a little more at length with you. First, we'd like to talk to people who have tiring days, and they know that they usually develop tensions.
I didn't sleep very well coming up on the bus.
Well, here's the answer to
that.
They
gave out a little pillow, but it didn't help.
No, this is much better, actually. It's called Sleep Ease. And fortunately for men and women alike, Sleep Ease is there to break a sleepless cycle. You see, Sleep Ease is a new tablet with a superior formula that's so safe you can buy it without prescription. And Aunt Martha Barnswallow, Sleep Ease will ease nervous tension, bring relaxed, natural sleep without habit-forming drugs. So why put up with restless, sleepless nights? These are Bob and Ray suggesting you buy Sleep Ease now. Remember, you get double your money back if not completely satisfied. Insist on Sleep Ease by name, only 79 cents, double size, $1.25. And now here's our friend Gabriel Heater with a message for you.
Say, if you're one of those unhappy persons troubled by uneasy sleep, why don't you stop and get Sleep Ease on your way home now? On my news program tonight, heard over most of these stations, I'll tell you more about the superior formula of this priceless product. This is Gabriel Heater urging you to try Sleep Ease, the original safe tablet for getting a wonderful night's sleep.
The Bob and Ray Show continues right after station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
Well, it's mighty nice of you to invite me and Bob and Ray. You fellas are sure doing a grand job, and a very important one, too.
Yes, it is, when you think of it. We never looked at it that way, Mr. Heater, but I think it is rather an important thing we're doing.
Well, we try to put a little educational value into the show.
Okay. Now then, let's see. We only have about 15 minutes remaining, and we have so many things to do.
How are we going to do everything we have to do in the remaining 15 minutes? You take, for instance, we got three commercials. You take about 4 minutes out for that. And we have to mention the contest. That's another minute. That's five. And 30 seconds for the local stations.
Biff Burns is here. He's going to talk with a professional football player. I thought some of you men listening might enjoy that. And Biff is right here with us now. And I would assume that you're all set to go, Biff, are you?
Right all, sports fans.
I wonder, could we have a little college music to set this up? Okay.
This is your eyes and ears of the press box, Biff Burns, once again with another interesting sports interview. Today, one of the outstanding professional football players in the East, the star tailback of the Naugatuck Flyers, Buck McGurn. Buck, it's good to see you up here today, and we want to fire away a lot of sports questions at you and have you give us the answer straight from the shoulder.
Well, Biff, you fire away with those questions, and I'll, what you say?
You'll give us the answers right straight from the shoulder.
Right.
Now, this is your third season with the Flyers. How does the team look this year?
Well, this year, Biff, we're trying to split a tee. And we What was the question?
Well, let's go along to something else. As star tailback of the team, you undoubtedly have noticed that you've gotten quite a lot of publicity, and in the newspapers they've said some kind things and probably quite a few unkind things about you. Do you want to comment on any of the things that have been written about you?
I don't think I would want to comment on that at this time.
Now, I understand this year for the first time they're televising your pro games up there. The Flyers will be seen, or have been seen, and are seen on television every week. Do you feel that the TV cameras being in the stadium has hurt the gate any at your games?
Well, Biff, I'd say there are two answers to that, yes and no. Yes, it is hurting the gate, and no, it ain't hurting the gate.
Now, getting back to the publicity that you fellows have received, one of the sports writers recently hinted that maybe some of the Flyers' games had been fixed. Do you have a comment to make on that?
No.
Well, I see that time is almost up, but before you go, do you have any advice for youngsters growing up who might like to go into the professional football field, become a star tailback like yourself, Buck?
Yeah, Biff. I'd say that kid who's listening who wants to play football when he grows up, but now's the time to play football when you're a kid. Every time you see football, pick up a football. Get to know that football, kick that football, throw that football, handle a football. And when you grow up, you'll be handling...
I see that our time is up now, and another big thank you to Buck McGurn of the Naugatuck Flyers, star tailback, for being our interview. And until next time, this is Biff Byrne saying... Until next time, this is Biff Byrne saying so long. Thanks very much, Buck.
Now, sports fans, here's more news about the sensational Dream Come True contest now on at your local neighborhood drugstore. It's the drugstore that has the big Santa poster on the window. The Dream Come True contest is bringing grown-ups as well as children the most exciting Christmas ever this year, because there are fabulous prizes, 1,001 prizes in all, and the big Bonanza prize in the Dream Come True contest. How would you like to win a brand new 1957 Cadillac, or $5,000 down on a new home, or $5,000 for your child's college education, or $5,000 in good hard cash? I just guess you would. Well, here's how you go about it. Ask your neighborhood druggist, where you see the big Santa poster, for your entry blank and rules for the Dream Come True contest. It's enclosed in Santa's four-color newspaper of gifts available at the drugstore. All you do to try for knockout prizes is finish the sentence, "I shop for Christmas gifts at my neighborhood drugstore because." Here are just some of the reasons. Your druggist gives you personal gift shopping attention. Then he's convenient, nearby, no parking problems, drop in anytime. And your local drugstore offers big selections of gorgeous gifts for all your family and friends. Your answer may win a prize in the fabulous Dream Come True contest. So ask your local druggist all about it. There's no obligation.
It's more than a girl and boy land, where dreams just like toys can be shared.
If you believe in Toyland, believe in things that you cannot see,
all the world would become a joy land. What a wonderful world this would be. Oh, oh, oh.
No boy or girl likes to have a sick, irritated complexion, a skin that is spoiled by ugly pimples and blemishes. This condition is downright tough on your self-confidence, and it's so unnecessary, because there's an almost magic answer for most teenage complexion troubles. It's Utol, U-T-O-L. Utol is the amazing antibiotic cream that you just smooth on after you've washed your face at night. And you can wear Utol all day, too, because it's flesh-colored, and it helps to hide skin blemishes while it cures. You see, the antibiotic in Utol goes to work fast, killing those skin germs that cause pimples. And besides, Utol heals skin lesions so they dry up and don't spread. Yes, Utol works fast. Just a few days often brings surprising results, perhaps in time for your next big date. So ask your druggist all about Utol, U-T-O-L, antibiotic cream for skin blemishes. It's another fine product made better by McKesson.
Thank you, George. And when you pick that up at your drugstore, maybe you'll be reminded of a human interest incident in which your druggist played the leading role, something that happened fairly recently. Maybe a special favor or extra service he performed for you or a friend. If so, why don't you write down the story on a piece of paper in 50 words or less and mail it along to Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York, 46, New
York. What's that, Bob and Ray what?
New York, 46, New York, Box 99. You may be the winner of a beautiful Benrus wristwatch for your trouble if your letter is selected as the winning letter of the week, and the druggist you write about will also receive a Benrus watch, too. That address for your letters is Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York, 46, New York.
Bob, who was that masked man?
You don't know who that masked man was?
No.
Who was that man that helped us so much?
You mean you don't know who he was with the silver bullets?
No, who was that man that helped
you
us?
You don't know who that man was?
No, who was the fellow that did all those nice things for us?
I don't know who he was. He's just dropped by. Rode through town.
The Bob and Ray Show is being brought to you by the druggist in your community.
Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, Girl Intern. Now, for the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, Girl Intern. Written for radio by Ole O'Leahy. It stars Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David, with Hugo L. Summerstopper as Uncle Eugene, and Webley L. Webster as Ricky L. Llewellyn. Yesterday, the foreman of the Teddy Tinker Peanut Butter Factory in Riversmouth gave Calvin David's job at the production line pipe. When the peanuts came down, he was to crack them. David, meanwhile, is sweeping the floor at the factory, and we join them now as we hear.
Don't come over by here now, Dave. I'm still trying to crack the nuts.
Well, try not to get any more shells on the floor. I just swept up this part.
It's my job to crack open the shells, your job to sweep the floor.
Well, I know that, but I just don't want to make any more work for myself than I have to.
Hey, look at there. It's three little kernels in this one.
Well,
you don't see that often.
Don't look at each one of them. Just crack as many as you can as quickly as you can.
Right there. I mean, yes, Dave.
Sweep up some more.
Hey, look at this, now. There's just one in here.
Well, I see that averages out. Three and one and another one.
So that meant four and two. So
they average two to a shell.
Just about. Two in here.
Yeah, well, that's the average, you see.
You'll have to work. What's going on down here?
We were just commenting, Foreman, about how many peanuts there were in a peanut shell, on the average, that is.
Two on the average.
That's what we discovered.
I don't think that we have to waste man hours discussing that at all.
Well, it happened that Ricky found one with three in it, and then immediately thereafter, he found a shell with only one in it.
The peanuts have backed way up, Llewellyn. You better come with me. I'd like to talk with you, please, in the office.
Do you want me to come too, Foreman? Or
as soon as you finish up in here, I'd like to see you too.
So Ricky Llewellyn is called to the foreman's office as the peanuts continue to clog up the pipe. Be sure and listen tomorrow when we'll hear the foreman say,
"So get out, both of you."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode in the life and loves of Linda Lovely, girl intern, Word Carr speaking.
You wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent, Pepsodent, Pepsodent. And that's for sure. You'll really appreciate the way new formula Pepsodent keeps your breath fresh and clean. Gets your teeth so clean they look their whitest. You see, new formula Pepsodent's a wonderful toothpaste on which to start even very young children brushing their teeth. It tastes good and the kids love it, and so will you. You know, when you think about it, you know it's true. No matter how often you brush your teeth, you can't change their basic structure. But you can and will make the most of the teeth you have when you use Pepsodent, because Pepsodent makes your teeth look their whitest, and the whiter your teeth, the brighter your smile. The whiter your teeth, the nicer your breath, the more confident you'll be of your smile. And you all know what a bright, gay smile does to help you along toward making friends and influencing people. And the fine new flavor of new formula Pepsodent makes your mouth feel good when you use it. Yes, you'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
You'll wonder where we went about 2 minutes from now, or 30 seconds from now, I guess.
Yeah,
we'll be back tomorrow.
So, until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Well, I agree that Bob and Ray program isn't any good either. I think the network should be fumigated after they get finished.
The Bob and Ray Show has been brought to you by the druggists in your community. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.